Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees.
Okay, there we go. QRZ, anybody in the pier can help me out with the missing repeater that I'm looking for? I can't remember the doggone number of it. Sandusky repeater. It's on 2 meters. Anybody can help? I guess nothing heard. KC8ARS.
Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Showers. 50 degrees.
W8FU.
Good morning, W8FU. This is KF8EDQ. How are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. Just start my drive into work. Thought I'd shake up the electrons over here. See how things are going. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good this morning. I woke up a little late. I didn't want to get out of bed today, but I'm up. I'm vertical. I got some coffee and I got my radios on and I'm listening. I heard your call sign out there and just wanted to chime in and tell you to have a good morning. And you know, if you're driving, drive safely. So.
Yeah, it's a little wet, drizzly, but all in all, it's too bad. It's, you gotta watch. You never know. Visibility's compromised for some, anyhow. And if it's to them, you gotta worry about. Even if you're doing good, you gotta drive extra careful. But, you got a little driving around to do today. You gotta go move some things around and whatnot. Maybe work on a repeater. I don't know. We'll see what the day brings. But, all in all, should be a good day. My son took the week off, and we were going to take some days off and do yard work, but this happened.
Yeah, copy that. I could do without the rain, and if it was maybe 10 or 15 degrees warmer, I'd be a lot happier. But here we are in Michigan, bipolar weather, and all that jazz. So, but I'm gonna go back to the monitoring side. I heard your call sign. Just wanted to say good morning to you. This is KFA-EDQ, and I'm gonna continue to monitor.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for the call. I'm going to bounce over to UHF, put out a call over there, see how things are going on the ultra-high frequency side of the house. Thanks for the call. Talk to you later. KFA-EQ from WAW.
Good morning, 0800 hours, showers, 50 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours, cloudy, 50 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours, cloudy, 52 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, cloudy, 52 degrees.
Monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Showers. 56 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Rain. 55 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees.
WASFM from WAFU, VHF.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees.
N5KIK, testing mobile radio.
Sound good here in Lapeer on WAYRC.
Sounding good in Lansing as well, an 8FLK.
I accidentally cut the wrong end of an NMO cable. Trying to shorten this thing up, so I'm just more or less making sure that my repair at the NMO base is working good. I'm on feeder in Holt.
Oh, you're practically a neighbor. I'm here at downtown Lansing, kind of downtown near Greenlawn in South Washington. Are you a member of CMARC?
No, sir, not yet. Actually, we just moved down here first of the year. I took a job at GM Lansing Delta, and I was a member of the Benzie area, Benzie County Radio Club, before we moved here.
To join CMARC, we have monthly meetings, nice group of hams. There's usually get-togethers as well for breakfast and things like that. So hope to see you. We're on Facebook. Look up Central Michigan Amateur Radio Club. Also, there's a website. And hope to see you at one of the meetings.
Great. Thank you for that information. My name is Chris. I'll be looking that up on Facebook.
Great, Chris. My call again is November 8th, Funny Looking Kid, or Flake, FLK. And what was your call again?
November 5, Kilo India Kilo.
That's an easy call sign to remember. So you were in Texas. Did you get your call in Texas?
Arkansas, actually, but close enough.
I'm from Louisiana. I was born in Louisiana, and my dad was WB5VQP. And so I like those five calls. He's a silent key now. That's why I'm in ham radio. So you have a good day. This is N8FLK. I'll be clear.
What was the last thing you said? I'm sorry. I stepped away from the truck for a second.
And enjoyed the QSO, and we'll catch you soon, I hope. This is N8FLK. I'll be clear.
Thank you, N8FLK. That's KIK. Channel's clear.
NAWCB, this is KYNU.
KYNU, good afternoon. This is NAWCB. Well, it let you out the door early today. That's a good thing. You're off and running there. How'd today go?
Yeah, just run away from the circus here. You know, I wasn't too bad. We were busy, but I was on phone, so it didn't matter to me. I just picked the phone up, put the call in, and hung up. But wasn't too bad. How was your day?
Well, that's a good thing. You know, you grab the phone, like I say, grab the phone, you know, put it in, and go to the next one, I guess. But good. That's the barrel there today. Use main radio there. That's good. We're doing pretty good here. Hoping to get the lawn done today, but we had some sprinkles here and there. So finished up Melissa's dissertation there. Proved it. Sent it back to her. Got a couple other things done inside today. It's a little bit of rust, so we'll try to get the lawn tomorrow. But other than that, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, good. Good. Yeah, I figured today was going to be a washout because I seen the social rain today, but I guess the grass needs a little bit of rain, so not too bad.
Yeah, that's about it. It does. You know, the plants, the grass, those things need to rain. And I don't know. It doesn't seem to have grown as much this week. I think probably because of the cooler weather, perhaps. But I'm sure by tomorrow it'll need it, and I hear it's supposed to be cloudy or partly sunny, but I don't think there's going to be a chance of rain. So hoping to get that done and out of the way for the weekend. We're going to have to do it on a Saturday or a night day. So.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Definitely would be nice to have a nice cool day to work on the lawn and do what you need to do. Definitely for sure.
Indeed, yeah. So, well, it sounds like it'll be an interesting day tonight. Sorry I'm not going to be able to make it, but that's good. We got the women's presentation, and got the hymns coming tonight, and that's, it'll be a packed day. I'm sure it'll be very beneficial and good presentation.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good meeting, hopefully, for a good turnout, and I'm excited about the Windley part. I'm excited that emergency management's coming. It's going to be good. It's going to be action-packed.
Yes, indeed. One end to the other. That'll be good. It seems like that's the way the net went last night there in Wake County. It was just, wow. A lot of stuff that they were presenting. I think it was ran about 35 minutes, maybe 40 minutes or so. A lot of participation, a lot of check-ins, and a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, for sure. I caught the last half of the net. I didn't get into the whole thing. We had a leadership meeting yesterday, and when I got back, I had some stuff to catch up on, so made the decision to relax and not have to worry about it. So.
Oh, I agree with you on that. We need downtime, we need family time there. That's right. You guys had the leadership meeting yesterday, but I think back to what you're saying there, the wind link, I think they were talking about it last night, but the wind link will be, I think, good training. It's going to be beneficial to the group. Again, it seems like that's a very active tool of communication, back and forth with space and with others.
Oh, definitely, for sure. It's a good program to use, and looking forward to Riley bringing that training to us, and it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. A lot of good stuff coming up, definitely, for sure.
NHWCB, I got agreed on that one. Well, good. Like you say, I hope there'll be a good turnout tonight, and I'm sure it will be beneficial there. I know that they were saying last night, again, wind length was a big used heavily there during the set, and he's been to the games before the actual set they've utilized it, so it's good. I think it's the way to go. And if you're able to use it, you have the equipment, definitely go for it.
Okay, well, yeah, definitely. And it's a very multi-use type system, and so it'll be good, and then we'll think about the other training. I'm not sure. Might look at doing code CW like a basic basic EW class, but we'll see what happens. Kind of go from there. I know we're getting into the summer months, and so I'll make sure that we got some good training, but make sure the manpower is there for the training as well.
Yeah, but that's good. It's good that the meetings are, planned to continue on, and that, but certainly, you want the people there, especially if, somebody's going to present the material. You want to have a good, decent turnout there, and CW is one of those, NPS, a lot of things like that. The sound like that was used,
Yeah, for sure. So it'll be a good class tonight, good catch up there, and looking forward to getting that going and learning more about that and. A lot of good stuff coming down the pipeline here, so.
Yeah, good stuff there, good stuff. Yeah, I'll tell you, I've been on the radio very much. I did listen to the net last tonight, talked to you, but just as far as you between being able to get on, I'm hoping a little bit more opportunity and business chances. On the air, the various shows and that, so kind of missed it, and kind of interested to get back into things.
Yeah. When you get some free time there to sit down and do so there with other people, that'd be good. That'd be good. Looking forward to that too. I haven't had a lot of time with work and other things going on, but we'll see. We might catch a little bit of time here and maybe make some contacts there. So.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. I like to try 5G7 like there, the calling channel. You never know. We just atmosphere in that, and I've used this radio, and you can use the Baofeng, and surprised at some of the distance. It might be a few miles out, but hey, to me, that's a pretty neat thing. And, you never know who's out there, and what kind of connections you can make.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. Doesn't hurt to throw your call sign out there and see who's out there. Did a little bit of listening to repeater down in Kentucky. They had some pretty bad storms down there a couple of days ago, and Leo's mom was trying to listen to their national weather service, and their national weather service was offline. I don't know if their repeater was struck by the earlier tornadoes, or they were just down, but she wasn't able to get anything as far as NWS, so I went and listened to one of their Skywarn repeaters, and it was quiet, so I'm like, well, I don't think there's much going on as far as weather. I looked at the radar, and I'm like, I think you're in the clear.
Yeah, they really got slammed down there, some of those places in Kentucky. Wow, it's really bad storms you came across in, say, out of St. Louis, Southern Illinois, Kentucky there the other day. I heard something about, I don't know if it was down there, that they said in advance that NWS weather radio was down.
Yeah, and I was telling her that. I was like, you know, listen, you know, somewhere close by, but it just wasn't a lot up and running that hadn't been affected by a tornado or something that kept it down. So I was like, well, I'll go to the next rescue here and we'll pull out a ham channel and see if we can get something going there or see if there's something that's going on there. But they were pretty quiet. Hey, Wendy.
Any WCB. Yeah, that is kind of strange there, especially you know, they took down a tower. I know some of these NWS or the other radios, they run by phone lines, if I'm not mistaken. I took them out too. Who knows? But if I'm not mistaken, they use a lot of wind lanes down there too. But again, it's kind of strange that, you know, they wouldn't put it out over, you know, Skywarn by voice or something to that effect.
I don't know. They have a lot of 800 megahertz up in Mackinac. They ran some of their net on 800 megahertz and ran some of it on GMRS up there and some of it on ham. So it's like I guess really anything is possible, and whatever works works well. And if it works well for you, don't fix it. Don't change it.
Well, that's it. You know, as long as it works well, reliable communications. If you think three like that, if you got one person that can speak to it, or three, you know, however they divide it up, hey, that's more power to them. It's kind of hard to, you know, like say with inoperability, but again, GMRS involved, ham radio, other modes of communication works. Run with it.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard, there's a county out west that the 800 megahertz system went down. And then to go back on phones, and you got to go with what you can roll with. And it brought up a good question there in our meeting. Hey, you know, what happens if this goes down and we can't use this, or we can't use another repeater? You know, what do we go to? And built in our Slack, or not our Slack, our app that we use is a Nextel type system that we can go to. So we have a fail-safe in that, just in case we lose comms or, 800 megahertz or whatever, we can go to something like this and use this as well.
Yes, yeah, there you go. And that's, you know, again, that's where your base plan comes into play, what's available, what's your backup mode, up communication. Again, if that's a reliable means, whether it relies on internet or satellite, phone or however, what's the backup plan there? So, again, that's good. Just to think in that way, what direction to go in, what do you need to happen?
Others learn from what's happening around in other areas, and brings up good questions and good good responses, and if this happens, this potentially could happen to us. If it happens to them, it potentially could happen to us, and what do we do? And so it's good stuff. It's good to learn, and good learning experience.
And there again, it's good to exercise, the plan, and hey, this works,
run in here real quick and kind of gather some stuff and then head back out towards the meeting. But I appreciate you coming along, and we'll take some good notes here, and we'll have to update you on the happenings and the good stuff there. So.
Sounds like a plan. That's appreciated very much. I hope everything goes well. Hope there's good participation. Thanks for the ride along. And I'm your own basically there. Drive safe going back out. And head in. Tell everyone hello for us. And have a good evening there. We'll touch base again tomorrow. Wishing you 73s and 80s to you and the family. Any WPD will be clear.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. Enjoy your evening. And 73s and 88s to you and Mom. This is K8YNU, and I'm clear of the channel.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 56 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 56 degrees.
KSA-GPZ, monitoring mobile.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees.
Victor Alpha 3 Alpha India India Ontario monitoring. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, monitoring. Nothing heard. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, Ontario, moving through.
Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 54 degrees.
KSA, EDQ, monitoring.
Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy, 52 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy, 51 degrees.